Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the 5 mile an hour difference. As I said before the break, Vision Zero traffic safety activists were up in Albany yesterday lobbying for a law that would reduce New York City's official speed limit to 20 miles per hour on local streets. Mayor de Blasio wants to lower it too, but to 25. So we will talk to 20 MPH advocate Mary Beth Kelly now about the 5 mile an hour difference and also why she wants us to stop referring to car crashes as accidents. Mary Beth Kelly of the group Families for Safe Streets joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, it's a pleasure to be here again.
And full disclosure, I've known you for many years as a supporter of WNYC and as a transportation alternatives board member, and I know that your husband was killed when he was struck on his bicycle back in 2006. I know you're very public about that, and my condolences for that again.
Thank you. Is
Families for Safe Streets largely a coalition of people who have lost loved ones on the roads?
Yes, that's correct. People who have lost a loved one or have seen the aftermath of a crash for a loved one who is struggling with the effects of serious injury.
And this is a new group just formed earlier this year.
That's right.
Is it a coincidence that it's at the same time that Mayor de Blasio is coming out with his Vision Zero and a goal of zero traffic deaths?
I think it is a bit of a coincidence, although I think that's kind of how things happen in the universe. There's sometimes a perfect storm.
So what's the difference between 20 miles an hour and 25 miles an hour, which Mayor de Blasio wants, which would already be a reduction from the current, what is it? Is it 30?
It's 30 now. It's 30, and what we know is that you are 9 times more likely to be killed, hit at 30 miles an hour as a pedestrian than at 20. You have an extra car length if you are a driver to react to the possibility of a crash if you are going 20 miles per hour.
Uh-huh. And so you're saying the stats back up the difference between 30 miles an hour and 25 miles an hour and also 25 miles an hour and 20 miles an hour in ways that you could document.
Yes. In fact, we're not the first to be doing this. Paris, Tokyo, Berlin, London have all gone to 20 miles per hour. And in London, the results are really significant and I think would appeal a great deal to New Yorkers, which is that there's a 47% reduction in death and serious injury on the streets of London since they've lowered it to 20.
So the city council is on your side, right?
That's right.
They've passed a resolution asking Albany for 20.
They are in the process. Yes, and we do have the Transportation Committee of the City Council absolutely 100% behind this.
And so in February, Mayor de Blasio's new Transportation Commissioner, Polly Trottenberg, was on the show, and I asked her about the difference. This begins with my question. That's another proposal, to lower the citywide speed limit from 30 to 25. Now, the City Council proposal would have it go down to 20. So how did you decide on 25?
Well, I want to say, first of all, I think I'm glad to say there is a lot of broad agreement that we need to lower the speed limit in the city. That is, you know, and I think Sam Schwartz said it well on your show, which is the lower the speed, the more likely, if there is some sort of an unfortunate crash, that whoever is involved will survive. I think our city engineers have determined that, again, what you want to do is pick a default speed limit for the city and then mark areas where you're going to make the speed limit either higher or low. And I think they've determined 25 actually makes the most sense. But I think, look, we want to work with the coalition that wants to lower New York's speed limit, and we'll hopefully get to the right place.
Polly Trottenberg, the Transportation Commissioner. So it sounds like she wants to work with you.
Yes.
And she didn't actually give a reason there as to why the engineers came up with 25 as opposed to 20. Is it clear to you why the administration, which is philosophically aligned with you, didn't go all the way to 20 miles an hour?
You know, I think it may be that we sometimes fear the wrong things. And when people hear 20, I think it scares them a bit. I think they think, oh, that's too slow for New York. And what we know is that there is no one speed in New York City that fits all. We're not talking about a 20-mile-per-hour speed on arterials. The DOT has set, actually, a 25-mile-per-hour speed on our major roads. They're already in the process of Atlantic Avenue and Northern Boulevard becoming 25-mile-per-hour avenues. But in our neighborhoods, which are densely residential, we need the autonomy from Albany so that we can set those speeds down as low as our community needs it, which the outcry is for 20.
But she said 25 would be the default speed. And then if individual neighborhoods, like where I live in Upper Manhattan, happens to have established itself as a slow zone, and if they want to reduce it to 20, they can reduce it to 20 at the neighborhood level, right?
Well, you're very fortunate, Brian, that you live in one of those zones.
There are speed bumps every 3 feet,
right,
the whole thing.
Exactly. And that's great. And I'm really glad for you and your children that you have that. But we have a waiting list, 200 applicants waiting. The DOT has said if they do it zone by zone in that manner, it'll take decades to do all the speed bumps, the sign changes, the lighting, everything that goes into that. Whereas if we have a default of 20 miles per hour, then we can move up on arterials where it seems like a higher speed is necessary.
Listeners, do you have any opinion about this or any questions? The difference between 20 or 25 miles an hour as a default speed limit for the local roads, as our guest Mary Beth Kelly is making clear, this is not for the BQE, even though you usually can't go more than about 25 miles an hour on the BQE anyway. But, you know, not for the highways. This is for the local roads, a default speed limit of 20 rather than 25. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'll get into the language question in a minute, why her group wants to kind of bar the word accidents from our day-to-day use when it comes to crashes and call them crashes. Mary Beth Kelly of the group Families for Safe Streets. And boy, you know, people love to talk about this stuff. Our lines are already full.
Wow, that's great
to
hear.
So let's take a caller. Anderson in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Good morning. Anderson, are you there? All right, we'll try to get back to Anderson, and we'll try Jeff in Park Slope. Hi, Jeff, you're on the air.
Good morning, Brian. I'm all for lowering the speed limits. I'm a driver. I'm pretty much the only driver in our social circle. I use it to get in and out of Brooklyn to go to visit clients. But the issue to me is not – it's great if we lower the speed limits from 30 to 25, 25 to 20, but what about enforcement? It's not just putting the speed limits and say, hey, we've won. But in our neighborhood – it's, you know, on avenues, I mean, I believe throughout the whole city, the speed limit is 30, but I see people going at 40, 45, 50 miles an hour down 3rd Avenue, 4th Avenue, 5th Avenue. So what are we going to do as far as getting enforcement? Because just because we lower the speed limit, that doesn't mean we're slowing drivers down.
First of all, you know New York City is different from the rest of America when you could be the weird one in your social circle for owning a car. second of all, he's absolutely right, Mary Beth, isn't he? And Police Commissioner Bratton came out, again, on your side, basically, and said he's going to direct cops to make sure they're enforcing the speed limits, right?
Yes, that's right. And we need that very badly. We also need to give the police, I think, more assistance because the speeding is so pervasive. It's a culture of speeding, and that's part of what we're aiming to change, just like Mothers Against Drunk Driving changed a culture that assumed it was okay to drink and drive. In terms of enforcement, we need electronic help. We need speed cameras. We just won 120 additional cameras from Albany. They're all going at school zones. What we found with 20 pilot cameras in 2 weeks' time placed at school zones only operating during school hours, and indeed most speeding takes place at night and on weekends, was that in 2 weeks, 900 tickets for speeding were given out. Now, that means they were all going at least 40 miles per hour because the current speed limit is 30, and the cameras don't ticket you until you're going 10 miles over.
Susan on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. I've lived in New York for a long time. I've never, ever seen anyone stop for speeding. They go down Broadway as if it's a freeway. However, my point, and I think I'm very unpopular in this regard, people are speeding down Broadway, and people are walking into a side street with traffic going very fast, with dogs and strollers, because they really don't want to have to wait a second. And I feel like I'm the only one standing there waiting for the light to change. They just plow into traffic. And I feel very silly and unpopular because everyone else, keeps doing it. And I was at Lincoln Center, and I said to somebody, this woman is walking into traffic with a stroller. And this man said, it's New York. It's New York. Like, get with the program. You're supposed to walk into traffic. It's New York.
Right. And you're not that much of an odd New Yorker out because, again, Mary Beth Kelly, I'll say that one thing callers always bring up in response to street safety policy discussions is pedestrian responsibility. People do cross the streets against the light. People do talk on their cell phones or look down and text while walking, all this stuff. So where does that come in?
Well, what I would say is from the experiences of people who have been hit and those who have been killed, 95% of the time they were in the right, as with my husband. We were in a crosswalk on our bicycles with a green light, and that is the story after story of everyone in Families for Safe Streets. You could be in the right and dead right. In my neighborhood, we had 3 deaths within 1 week's time. One young boy walking with his father, holding hands in a crosswalk. We have one of our members in Flushing, four-year-old girl walking with her grandmother in the crosswalk. I mean, this is the norm, and yet we all have to be vigilant. We have a distracted society. We get distracted easily, and therefore we do have to wake up and pay attention. But this the cause of these serious injuries and deaths, the primary cause is speeding vehicles, not people jaywalking, not people who are distracted.
So how did it go in Albany yesterday?
It went very well. It was quite impressive. We have about 150 people, 3 buses, children, 14 children from the Park Slope area where, fellow student was killed. These are our 12-year-olds. We had students from Lehman College. We had people from all the boroughs on these buses. We lobbied all day long. We had a major press conference, and we got 15 new signers to the Dillon and O'Donnell bills in the Assembly and the Senate for a 20-mile-per-hour default speed limit in New York City.
So do you think the state legislature is going to overrule the de Blasio administration?
Well, what I would say is I hope more of our legislators actually read the bill, because what we found is the biggest problem was for those who had not really read the bill think that this is a 20-mile-per-hour across-the-board speed limit for New York City, which is inaccurate. This is a default.
The governor sometimes likes to one-up Mayor de Blasio. Are you getting him on board? Do you know?
We are determined that we will.
Ben, in Bed-Stuy, you were on this lobbying trip with Mary Beth yesterday?
I was, Brian. And first off, I want to thank Mary Beth and all of the families who have banded together to form Families for Safer Streets. I can't imagine how horrible it is to lose a loved one to traffic violence. And then to move on from that tragedy and become a political force for safer, more livable New York City is really commendable. So thank you, Mary Beth, and all of the other people in that group for your leadership.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben, thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much. So let's talk about the language issue. You want the media and everybody else. And by the way, it's WNYC news policy to call a crash, not an accident. So just for the record, and I think that's because accident implies that somebody wasn't doing something on purpose, and you don't know that until after the investigation. But give us your rationale on this, because most people might hear this distinction and say, well, come on, unless somebody was trying to commit murder with their car, then it is an accident.
Well, I think the difference is that we're talking about something that's preventable. We're talking about something that we know causes death, high speed. It is the number one cause of serious deaths, and we have upward of 280 of them per year and 4,000 life-altering injuries on our streets a year. We know that speed is the number one cause of that. Second to that is failure to yield. If we can attack the speed issue, that's huge. And to call it a crash says this is something that could have been avoided. An accident, people shrug their shoulders and say, oh, it could have happened to anyone. But it happens to more and more people because we have this speed and because we think of them as accidents that could just happen, like a landslide, like other things in nature, where this is like drinking and driving. It's preventable.
Hi, I'm in Far Rockaway. You're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hello. How are you doing? I wanted to call up just to point out that when you're driving a car at 20 miles an hour, you're actually, the gears are shifting back and forth. It's really it's not so good for the car. When you're driving at 25 miles an hour, you're actually locked in better into a gear.
This is a manual shift question, right?
It's actually, I think both cars, the automatic also, will change gears in around 20 miles an hour.
It looks like Mary Beth has heard this before.
You know, one of the things that we have going on in our streets right now is fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. People speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down. At 20 miles per hour, what we have found in other cities is that there's actually a smoother flow of traffic.
Smoother?
A smoother flow. Chaim, we're not going fast, slow, fast, slow.
Chaim, go ahead.
I'm not just talking about just fast, slow. I'm saying your car at 20 miles an hour is fluctuating, especially like an automatic car will fluctuate between, like, even the 18 to 20 will fluctuate between first and second gear.
I tend to think that saving lives trumps what it does to our cars.
Chaim, thank you for your call. So would they have to change, and has Mayor de Blasio already taken steps to change the default traffic flow without hitting any red lights on the one-way streets? Like, I think it's 30 now, right? If you're going up, say, Amsterdam
right.
Avenue, Madison
That's
Avenue,
right.
any of those that are one-way, you know, you can, if there's not a lot of traffic, you can go for a long time without ever hitting a light. And I think it's set at 30.
It's set at 30. And what's one of the things that was discovered in, let's just say, in my neighborhood, where on Columbus Avenue was turned into a complete street with a protected bike lane, and they narrowed the lanes. And what we have found after 2 years' study is that people get from point A to point B faster, even though the speed might come down, which is a very interesting phenomenon. So I think that when we're looking at this, we have to really consider not just what we're afraid might happen, but what is actually happening when we do these things.
You can never do that hit the light flow thing on Second Avenue, though, because there's always too much traffic. So editorial comment. What comes next for you? And then we're out of time.
Well, I think we have to continue this push in Albany. We want our assembly people and senators to actually read the bills and understand that this is not a one-size-fits-all bill for New York City, and really get behind that and give New York the autonomy to set the speed limit at where it needs to be for our neighborhoods, for the well-being of our New Yorkers.
Mary Beth Kelly from the group Families for Safe Streets. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.